From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is speaking now about new regulations aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama's Clean Power Plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states would be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet the target, but under the new plan, they would get two more years to do so. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree that the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to their region's security once it is fully implemented. He said the two sides also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Appearing with Kerry, Qatari Foreign Minister Khaled Al-Attiyah offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. A new survey in the United States shows by a 2-to-1 margin Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program and think it might make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed registered U.S. voters by a 57% to 28% margin opposed the deal the United States and five of the world powers finalized last month with Tehran. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, D.C. On the heels of a landmark visit to Kenya and Ethiopia, where President Barack Obama declared Africa is on the move, he honed the message, this time to 500 young leaders visiting from sub-Saharan Africa. The continent has achieved historic gains in health from fighting HIV/AIDS to making childbirth safer for women and babies. Millions have been lifted from extreme poverty. So this is extraordinary progress, Mr. Obama said. Last Friday, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni picked up nomination forms that will allow him to stand for president in 2016. That same day, his political rival, Amama Mbabazi, defected from the nation's ruling political party, saying he will run as an independent. Elizabeth Bola has more from Kampala.
Last week, the headquarters for the nation's ruling party, the NRM, was packed with supporters who waited with anticipation for President Yoweri Museveni. Arriving around midday, Mr. Museveni greeted the crowd cheerfully, picking up his forms and confirming his place as the presidential flag bearer of the NRM. Mr. Museveni will be standing for his fifth term in office. He says it was a decision that he and the historical members of the NRM made together. Mr. Museveni will be running uncontested within the NRM party. That's because his anticipated rival, Amama Mbabazi, decided to run as an independent. Mbabazi says that while he's still a member of the NRM party, the party needs to re-examine itself, accusing it of obstructing his candidature. Elizabeth Pola for VOA, Kampala, Uganda.
Nigerian military forces have rescued 178 people being held by the Islamist insurgent group called Boko Haram in the northeast of the country. Of those freed, 101 were children, 67 were women, the rest were men, a military spokesman said late Sunday. The Nigerian Air Force reported killing a large number of militants while helping ground troops repel an attack on Bita village, 50 kilometers southwest of army operations. Greek stocks plunged Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks, losing nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading. But by day's end, the Greek market closed down 16%, with bank stocks battered as the Greek government struggles to negotiate a new bailout with its international creditors. And a wild, raging fire through Northern California has doubled in size, threatening homes and businesses. While spreading to other northwestern states, the blaze has scorched about 24,000 hectares of land, destroyed 24 homes, 26 outbuildings in the Lower Lake area located north of San Francisco. California authorities have called for 12,000 residents to evacuate. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.